there is a big difference with a butcher and a surgeon. Today's verse in Habakkuk chapter 3 is verse 13. You went out for the salvation of your people, for the salvation of your anointed. You crushed the head of the house of the wicked, laying him bare from thigh to neck. Selah. Why did Habakkuk see the vision of the Lord's majesty? Well, it foreshadowed the redemption of God's people. And the purpose of that theophany is to provide assurance that God would crush the head of the wicked and deliver his people. The first two lines are almost identical. It's the same Hebrew word that is used for to deliver and to save. See, God worked on behalf of his people to save them from the hands of the oppressor. Anointed meant chosen of God for a particular purpose. This Messiah is looked forward to. And the allusions to the Exodus make this a likely reference to Moses and the chosen people of Israel, who as God's anointed achieved victory over Pharaoh and the armies of Egypt. Ultimately, it foreshadows the subsequent future deliverance in anticipation of the Messiah that had been promised in the Davidic covenant. Crush the head is possible reference to either the Pharaoh of the Exodus, whose firstborn was slain, or to the king of the Chaldeans or Babylonians, whose house was built by unjust gain. See, God will sovereignly save his people. It's a very significant point. Remember, Habakkuk has been questioning God on the fact that those evil people seem to be getting away with everything. God says, I want you to know there will come a day when my people will be saved and my anointed will be exalted. Now we may observe that one person is brought up who is identified as the anointed. Some have suggested that this refers to Israel, but there can be little doubt that this refers to the anointed Messiah, who is none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the Savior. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Jesus Christ is the deliverer. Jesus Christ is God's anointed, and Jesus Christ is going to be coming back to save his people. Israel will be nationally saved and will get every inch that has been promised to them of that land, called the promised land. So God is going to sovereignly destroy those evil enemies. God's going to destroy the head of the evil one. God will literally strike down the head of the evil when he judges. That head may be some political leader like the Antichrist, or it may even refer to Satan himself, and both are true. The anointed is going to destroy any who are the head of evil. And God will slit enemies open from bottom to top. It's clear that this cannot be some sort of historical reference to Pharaoh the more we think about it. Some commentators have said Pharaoh, but God drowned him. This is a reference to God is going to do to the head of the evil one. He'll lay him open from thigh to neck. All evil and all opposition to God will be completely destroyed by God from bottom to top. It's interesting how the curtain opened. It was rent specifically. And then this person is rent specifically. In fact, notice Habakkuk again uses the word Selah, and it means stop, think about this. There are people who don't want to think about God who can judge, and Habakkuk says, you better stop and think about that right now. And so when we think about the difference between a butcher and a surgeon, at some both of them are very skillful. If you've watched a butcher work, it's very skillful. A good soldier back in the day would know exactly the places to go on an individual's body to take care of what needs to be taken care of. But this is graphic language. I've entitled the thing today The Slicer because this is something that God is using to communicate what needs to be communicated. I'd rather him be my surgeon. And we see in the Word of God, it says that the Word of God is a two-edged sword, and it's able to cut through all the different things in our life. And that's the Word of God's work in the life of the believer. To those that are being obedient and responding and saying, yeah, that's what you say about me is true. My heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Well, you can know it, God. Well, these here, they have no interest in things of God. They have no interest in being repentant. And so God will have to do what he has to do. And we live in a time when people don't want to acknowledge that. We watch ISIS and we watch the different things, and it's too graphic to put on the screens of our computers, and too graphic to put on the screens of our televisions. But the reality is, this is really going on, and this is bloody work. And at some point, when it all push comes to shove, the Lamb of God is also the Lion of Judah, and at some point, he's not messing around anymore. And so we all need to take those words seriously.